Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, the day after the 4th of July. Hope everyone had a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Everyone was safe. Today, we move into the second half of 2024. I'm going to begin with an article. This was out of Thursday's international news. Hillary Clinton says she supports Ukrainian attacks on Trump. So again, the vindictive old hag, the old occultist, Hillary Clinton, attacking Trump. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has signaled her support of if Ukraine attempted to dig up dirt on GOP presidential forerunner Donald Trump. Now, I better back up a second. I did say occultist. I will discuss that in just a second. She and Bill are both Illuminati. She is much... She's higher ranking than Bill Clinton. And because she's higher ranking in the power structure in the occult, she considers herself to be the tip of the spear in that marriage. I'll tell you a little bit more about it in a second. Going back to the article, international news, Clinton made the comment in a phone call with Russian prankster duo Volvan and Lexus, one of whom posted as ex-Iranian President Pyotr Poroshenko. According to a recording of the conversation made public on Wednesday, Clinton and the man she believed to be Poroshenko discussed the political landscape in the U.S. leading up to the November election, as well as the potential repercussions of a Trump victory for both Kiev and Washington. Trump has repeatedly criticized the way the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has handled the Ukraine conflict, saying he would end hostilities within 24 hours if elected. So Hillary said she's doing everything she can to secure Biden's re-election, while acknowledging that those efforts come at a very difficult time in this country. Her comments followed a recent television debate between Biden and Trump, when Donald Trump assassinated Joe Biden in front of the world. Oh, that was something I added. Sorry. Widely seen as a disaster for the incumbent. It was St. Valentine's Day massacre. Same for Biden. Now everybody. Well, this was a planned coup of Biden. They wanted to put him on the stage, let Trump destroy him, and then everybody rushes in to fill the void. The great sucking sound. All the Democrats now are coming and saying, we thought Joe was our man, but we made a mistake. No, they intended to put him on the stage. He was being thrown under the ship, and they were successful. The great sucking sound. Now they all have to discredit him, demonize him. Too old. He needs a walker. One flew over the cuckoo's nest. Jill, Nurse Ratched Biden, is going to have her day in the sun, and she is already working on it. She is pushing to be the victim of a president that is incompetent, but she's going to make sure that she is untarnished. Going back to Clinton, Poroshenko offered to request a hearing in the Ukrainian parliament to find something on Trump before the election, revealing that the 45th president is already facing serious legal trouble in the U.S. Quote, I think we can attack him from different sides, the prankster suggested. Clinton seemed to like the idea. So again, she's duped. Now, with Clinton, she and Bill were and are Illuminati members. Again, Hillary is higher ranking than Bill. There was an individual, his name was Larry Nichols, and Larry Nichols, we're going to break, but Larry Nichols back in the 90s, he achieved his prominence with the Bill Clinton presidential campaign. Nichols came to the forefront proclaiming knowledge of local Clinton misdeeds. So Larry Nichols at one time did work for Bill Clinton in Arkansas, and he came forward with inside evidence of Bill and Hillary's involvement in the occult. He died 2020. We used to listen here on KHNC, the radio station, to interviews with Larry Nichols. So I will visit with you a little bit more about Nichols' time with the Clintons, and also insights into who Bill and Hillary really are. And you can Google, use a different search engine. So he was a political commentary known for accusations against Bill Clinton, though he worked for Bill Clinton at one time, protecting Bill and Hillary. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Reasons to own gold. brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Okay, I'm trying to present this story, and I begin with Larry Nichols. He was advisor to Clinton, worked with Clinton. There was a time when Hillary was, I think she was flying out of Arkansas to California to meet with a coven of witches. And on Larry Nichols, the interviews that he had had, before his death in 2020, back in 98, 2010, I think as late as 2015, he would discuss how he would have, what he would have to do to protect Bill's image from Hillary's meeting in California with a coven of witches. And this is on tape. She would fly out, maybe 3-4, maybe 6 times a year, meet in California with these coven witches. And Nichols had advised Clinton, Bill, to be careful because if this got out, it would smear his image. It would tarnish his image. Well, I had to call. This was in 2019, I believe, right at 2019, here at the station, from a lady after the program, and she told me that what I was saying about Hillary Clinton was correct. She did fly out to California. What I had said that Nichols had said was correct. She would fly to California, meet with a group of witches in a coven. And this lady told me, she didn't want to want me to mention her name on the air. She said, the name of the coven is the Coven of the Hateful Witches. The Church of the Hateful Witches. And then also the Clintons had gone to Haiti to a voodoo ritual with, trying to remember when, I'm going to read this in 1975. The story begins long before the 70s when it comes to lust for power after the dark arts. But this journey begins in 1975 when the Clintons took their first trip to Haiti shortly after they married. Bill Clinton found a particular experience to be the most interesting day of the trip, and he decided to include it in his memoirs. Bill, Hillary, and their friend David Edwards had the opportunity to see a voodoo in practice in a village near Port-au-Prince. The priest was Max Beauvoir, who had abandoned his career as a chemical engineer when his voodoo priest grandfather died and named him a successor. Beauvoir gave them a brief course in voodoo theology, as Clinton described it later. Then, later that afternoon, Clinton wrote, "After several minutes of rhythmic dancing to pounding drums, the spirits arrived, seizing a woman and a man. The man proceeded to rub a burning torch all over his body and walk on hot coals without being burned. The woman in a frenzy screamed repeatedly, then grabbed a live chicken, bit its head off. Then the spirits left, and those who had been possessed fell to the ground." Clinton wrote that this brief foray into the world of voodoo furthered his fascination with the way different cultures try to make sense of life, nature, and virtually universal belief that there is a non-physical spirit force in the world. Clinton had recently lost the race for Congress, and Arkansas was about to have an opening for Attorney General, so he was trying to decide whether to give it another run. "By the time we got back from Haiti, I had determined to run for Attorney General," Clinton recalled. This time, he won and was on his way to the White House. "One lesson he took from Haiti," he wrote, "the Lord works in mysterious ways." The Lord works in mysterious ways. Well, what Lord was he speaking of? As a believer, I know the Lord I am speaking of is Jesus Christ, and he does work in mysterious ways. And I believe, according to God's eternal plan, Bill Clinton, in God's eternal plan, was to be president of the United States of America, one of the final seven presidents of this great country. And he is one of the seven. He's number four. He's the fourth in the list. The first, Jimmy Carter. The seventh, Donald Trump. There will be eight administrations, and with the seven presidents, the eighth administration, the president will be one of the individuals from Jimmy Carter to Donald Trump. With the Clintons being involved in the occult, there were some news when Clinton was in the second term of his presidency. Here it was reported, I think it was through Larry Nichols. I'm trying to remember. It was so long ago. That Hillary was very violent. And reports came out of the White House when he was president, about 96, that Hillary would get so upset she'd throw lamps at Bill. These are documented accounts. She'd throw lamps at him. She would just try to do everything she could to attack him. And eventually the Secret Service would have to step in to protect Bill from her aggressive nature. There was an account where they were staying with the golfer Greg Norman, I believe it was. And this is when Bill twisted his knee, and he had a sore knee. He'd been with Norman, and he fell down the stairs one night after having a few hundred drinks. And some believe that actually Hillary pushed him. This was the discussions that were taking place on media. Hillary, according to the reports, I'm trying to remember if it was Larry Nichols. I believe it was. Somebody came to visit Hillary one day, and they told Hillary that she had also begun to threaten to divorce him. Hillary got a message. The message was, you are higher ranking in the Illuminati, but Bill is the individual we put in place for our plans. Leave him alone or else. And she knew what the or else meant. She took Chelsea, the daughter, went to Africa for about a month, and did some, where you help people. And after that, things settled down. She got the message. You don't fool with these people. When these people put somebody in position that's going to further their agenda, you leave them alone. Regardless of where you sit in ranking in the occult, when the leaders in the occult of this country put somebody in position to further the Illuminati objectives, that person is their pick, and they're to be left alone. With the Clintons, the Church of the Hateful Witches, much of this is documented. And I wanted to begin there. The rulers of this country, politicians, presidents, people in Congress, CEOs of the big corporations, all of them across the board. There's an individual by the name of Jordan Maxwell. You can go to YouTube, listen to Jordan Maxwell's YouTubes. He has been involved. He has been in homes, out to dinner, invited to be with these people, kind of like Stanley Kubrick, who wrote Eyes Wide Shut. He was allowed in that world to view that world, but was never to be accepted as a member in that world. The same with Jordan Maxwell. And Maxwell, he passed away, I think, within the last 5 years. His accounts were these people that he knew, heads of corporations. Eventually, there was a common denominator, the occult. Now, he didn't look at the occult in a negative way in the sense of the devil, and to some degree he did. But he just uses the term the occult, hidden. Just hidden, kind of more along the line of the meaning of the word, rather than, you can talk about fire, but until you stick your hand in the fire, you really don't understand fire. Maxwell, I think, didn't want to explain too deeply what these people do in the occult, because he stated, quote, I just don't want to die. Because he knew that he had boundaries. If he went beyond the boundaries, he would get the flu. He would die. So he was careful, but he was still able to discuss the people, what they do, what they believe in. And this is, these people rule the world. According to the Bible, the world, the whole world, the cosmos, the nations, politics, militaries, economies, are being at the present in the control of the hands of Lucifer, the devil, or Satan, the prince of the power of the air. And these, this world, the cosmos, will, is the kingdom of Satan. It is his kingdom. Even Christ didn't deny it. Satan offered to give Christ the kingdoms of the world, meaning implying that, you know, Christ, that these kingdoms are in my hand, in my control. I have power over the nations, And the Lord Jesus did not refute that. He just wouldn't bow down and worship Satan to inherit the kingdoms, because Christ knew that eventually he would inherit what all that was in Satan's hand would become property. Christ would inherit every bit of it. So I am going to be back. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for podcasts for the Present Truth program. I'll be back in a few minutes. I have to talk over the music, louder than the music, but I will be right back. Rick Rodriguez.
Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th. Filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians. Comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit ColoradoRenaissance.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Weekdays, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. For the Present Truth. The first hour will be played on AM radio, 1360 KHNC at 6 p.m. this evening. You can stream in at 1360khnc.com to listen once again if you enjoyed the program. Archived on our podcast section are also the Present Truth programs. On Sunday, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, 10 to 1. On both sites, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, or you can go to 1360KHNC.com for streaming, or if you're in the Johnstown, Colorado area, northern Colorado, you can listen on the AM radio, 1360, on your dial. Again, 10 to 1. We are in a three-day period of a three important days for the Satanists, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We're in the final day of their season of evil. There's also the season of evil that will come, Halloween, very important to them. Christmas, the 25th of December, the 24th, 25th, 26th. May Day, May 1st, April 30th, May 2nd. Easter, Esther, Ishtar, on that time of the year too, around Israel's Passover. I don't take I don't take things lightly. The occult is real. You don't play with it. You don't mess with it. You stay away from it. Stay away from palm reading. The horoscope. Reading the stars. Stay away from it, because if your heart is open to it, you're destined for a hardship, because Satan is like at the door, and he's waiting for you to open the door, and he will come in. Christ is also at the door of your heart, and he's knocking. He's waiting to be invited in. Satan won't, you don't need to invite Satan in. You can, you shouldn't. But with Christ, you must invite him in. Because without you exercising your free will, he will not impose himself upon you. The world has moved into the time, the most violent, the greatest time of evil, hardship, everything that is unpleasant in mankind's history. 2,000 years ago, Christ said there would be that time, a time like no other time in the history of mankind. It will be, he likened it to the days of Noah before the flood. But this time, at the time of the flood, the devil didn't come to the earth. But this time, it says in the book of Revelation that Satan will come down, and full of rage and great wrath. I present to my audience, to this audience on my programs, that we are now in the final decade before Christ returns. The signs are evident. The latest sign, clear sign from God. Before I mention this sign, I'll just mention to you, remember when 9/11 took place? Yeah, the whole world, America, thought that was a sign from God. It was. But it wasn't the sign. It was an indicator of what was coming up ahead. But that incident changed the with the laws that were changed in this country for evil, that bringing down of those two towers orchestrated by powers in the United States, because the laws of control in this country for the American people, they need to be, the laws needed to be more restrictive. National Defense Authorization Act, FEMA, etc. More surveillance, a greater panoptic world, cameras everywhere, listening devices in the streets, on the lamp poles. Every text, every conversation, email, all being documented. Because America, the greatest threat to the powers in this country, is not Russia only, China, not the nations of the world, but the greatest threat to the United States are the American people, the people who vote, and those that aren't paying attention, still a great threat. But coming to that, God spoke to the world then. God began to speak to the world in October 7th when Hamas made the mistake, the big mistake of attacking Israel. This was major. And they've been attempting to find some kind of a halt, a truce. It's not going to happen, even though I have articles that I'm going to read in the second hour. Israel is attempting to possibly slow down the war. Nope, not even Benjamin Netanyahu can stop it. He cannot sign a peace agreement. He is not going to be able to do that. Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, all of these jihadist groups, they want complete, total annihilation of the Jewish people. They're almost going to get it, but not now. Later, in the future, 6 years out. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
BleedStop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, BleedStop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find BleedStop by clicking on the BleedStop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular BleedStop website prices. Get yours today.
Okay, the big sign to the United States of America and to the world is the new fiscal year 2025 NDAA conscription laws for the youth of America. The House of Representatives on June the 15th passed a measurement to automatically register men aged 18 to 26 for selective service. Bill was part of the National Defense Authorization Act, which sets military and national security priorities over the next year. And also, this Conscription Act involves women as well. So young men, young women, 18 to 26 for selective service. People have asked me, is this going to happen? Yes. Will it be the same as the draft bill in the Vietnam War? Yes, plus more. You can't run to Canada and hide this time. No draft dodgers allowed. The laws for 2S, student deferment, are going to be much stricter. You're not going to be able to, the youth aren't going to be able to go pretty much anywhere internationally to avoid the draft. This is the United States. Everyone's involved. Everyone is going to be affected. The brothers and sisters of the young people that are going to be drafted, they're going to be affected. They're old enough to understand what this means. Mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. The world is now realizing and has realized that the United States has made the decision to go to war. You don't need an act like this unless there's war. In 2025, the United States of America is going to war. Declared wars. We're already at war. A friend works for the military internationally. One of the military personnel. And I don't mean private. Someone that is internationally involved with America's bases, military bases, told the friend, we in 2025, the United States of America is going to war. We have half a year for the American people to begin to, I say, from a spiritual perspective, begin to pray and ask God for help. The young people are going to need to be strengthened in their mind, their emotion, their will. It doesn't matter if you're lesbian, doesn't matter if you're gay, try to be transgender. It's not going to matter. American children are going to be sent to theaters of war internationally. And while our children are going out, the other army has come in through the southern border. God is speaking, whether you believe in God or not, whether you believe that the earth was created by God or evolution, you can believe whatever you want. But the fact is, America is going to war. America is already being invaded. And you think the scenery or the field, there's a word I'm looking for. This country culturally is in a shift. It's in a transition. What we enjoy and have enjoyed is going to disappear. The malls are disappearing. Food chains that we're used to disappearing. Companies, businesses disappearing. Restaurants disappearing. Big Lots, I heard Big Lots, they have 1,200 stores. They're going to begin shutting down stores for people that shop at Big Lots. They're shutting down some of the McDonald's, Burger King's. Maybe you don't eat at McDonald's or Burger King's or Taco Bell or any of these places, but the fact that they're being shut down, they're going out of business, that's a big problem. Then in Seattle, I read an article, everybody's buying these EVs. Well, these charging stations up in the Seattle area, guess what the criminals are doing? They're cutting the, you know how you fill your car up with electricity? The electricity pump? They're cutting I want to call them a pump or a handle, these handles. They're cutting them off, taking them and selling them for scrap. If you have an EV and you pull up to one of these places to charge your vehicle, too bad. You're not going to do it because they're cutting these things off. They're the thieves. America would become a nation of violence, I'll have to wait till I get back. The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be back.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs.
Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So next year, women registering has been proposed. Are they going to make it mandatory? Yeah, probably. Women will be forced to register at some point. Men, registration will be automatic. Now, going back to in Seattle, these charging handles, you go to the to charge your EV, you don't have a way to do it because criminals, thieves, this is what happens to a culture that has, that becomes lawless when the judges don't punish people. The law enforcement is powerless. Job chapter 9, the world will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. The whole world turned over into the hands of the wicked. Judges will not punish the lawless. Judges will not do their job. This is what Job said. Job was speaking about the world in 2024, in the years before Christ returns. It's going to get worse. I know that many believe we're in a cycle. The cycles always end and a new cycle begins. No, this cycle of evil and violence, of hatred, this cycle will not end until Christ returns. You hear about Minnesota, where these three kids killed these two officers and paramedic. They targeted them and they slaughtered them. The death penalty is what the only thing these kids and these criminals will understand is when they start seeing people executed. Like in Texas, there was an execution here about 3 months ago. This is what people will understand. These kids today, these young people, regardless of whether you're black, Hispanic, these coming over from South America, the blacks in this country, the whites in this country, the one, you don't have as much criminal violence with the Asians like you do with whites, blacks, Hispanics, because the Chinese, they take care of business. During the pandemic, when everything was locked down, there were the thieves in San Francisco. Quickly, there was people could eat in Chinatown because there was no violence there. Because the Chinese in Chinatown took care of these zombies that come and defecate on the streets. It didn't happen in Chinatown. America's Freedom Network for the program. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. be back for hour two in a few minutes.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who